Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Before we get started, just want to plug two gigs. We're doing a live General Banter Podcast on the 5th of May in the Telegraph Building in Belfast. We're down to our last bunch of ticks. Get your hands on them in the link in the description and all that good stuff. And you know what, James? I'm doing Vicar Street in Dublin. I'm doing fucking Vicar Street in Dublin, man.
So that'll be nice.
You know Dublin. So if you know anyone in Dublin, or you live in Dublin, or you live in the general area, get a ticket to that. It's in September the 8th. And tell every cunt you know who's ever been in Dublin.
That's such a good venue.
It's fantastic. And Vicar Street. It's big for Dublin, you know. And tell everyone and go to that and enjoy the podcast. Cheers. Are we live?
Oh, aye.
We're live.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. We have no functional buttons, so imagine that Niall will put in the thing, will you? The General Banter Podcast. Better Podcast is going to get it. Get jetties?
Yes. Who? Sorry, I was on my phone.
Disgusting behaviour. My guest today, the one and only feet of a sea lion.
Yeah, boy.
James McKegney.
Dr. Glass.
We're full.
Is he a doctor?
Old porcelain feet over here.
I feel like I'm on the broken ankle world tour. Like, that's I like it.
Everyone beat me to it getting you on the podcast to really break down the fight video.
We can do it again. Fuck it.
I don't know if I can access it that quick. But as everyone knows, you smashed your feet to bits at the Christmas day.
Fucking wrecked them. Wrecked them.
Wrecked them.
Arse?
Nearly killed them. Is what happened.
But the beautiful thing was, I didn't feel I felt nothing. I just knew they were gone. Like, it felt like they were disconnected from my legs. Are you taking that out?
Aye.
I'm gonna see how long I can keep
on. Take a nicotine patch out. The boys are loosey goosey on the nicotines.
I just knew I was gone. So I was like, I went to stand and there was no feeling in my feet. And I was like, I'm done for. So I just kind of, I was like, I'll let them boys have their fun. I'll just crawl into the corner.
Like a cat?
Yeah, and I'll just die by myself.
I'll just run off to die. Yeah. I did feel slightly terrible because, I seen you leaving with William and I was like, he's just hammered. He's getting like carried out of here.
William kind of made me walk to the green room as I saw my feet are actually broken. He's like, fuck, oh, come on. And I was like, can I?
Do you know what had you broken any bones before?
That was the first time I've ever broken anything, one.
And you knew it was broke?
Oh, immediately.
Because the first thing I broke ever was my wrist, and I was still in denial about it. And
really?
And I literally had like
it's
two.
Like fucking fine.
I had like two. It like broke there and there, so it was like a fucking, you know, like I could definitely steal shit from a vending machine. And like I was still like, it's probably just a really bad sprain, and it was like completely snapped off.
Dude, one time, like, I seen the worst wrist break of my life. Me and my cousin thought it was a good idea, and we were like pretty young to go down this ginormous. Do you remember them two-wheeler skateboards?
Oh yeah,
snakeboard. Fucking the things you have to do that. We decided to go down like a main road hill on those. And I was like, you go first. He was like 12. And I seen him go down. I was like, right, I'll start. And then when I was halfway down, I just seen him go. And I heard a snap. And I was like, fuck. I just jumped off and started sprinting like out there. Because I knew I couldn't have stopped it. And he got up and his hand was like hanging from his wrist.
Yeah.
And it was fucking gross.
Is that the snap of things is disgusting. Like I've heard a couple of snaps. Mm. I can deal with blood and guts and whatever other fluid. But see, bones snapping and shit.
Oh, it's gross. We think we seen Jesus that day as well. Because right before we did it, it was right beside this field. This guy, like pure Jesus looking guy, he was like a farmer or something, walked out of the field and goes, I wouldn't go down that hill on them. And we were like, no worries, lad. He walked off and then he broke his. We were like, that was literally Jesus.
And the guy just ascended into space. The Maharaj Jesus.
Maharaj's got a new villain at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
There's a new villain in
town. Ketamine.
Yeah. Oh, legitimately.
Meth.
Methamine. Methadrone. I don't know. Meth.
Methamine.
It's a big methamine.
Vaseline.
Vaseline.
Who's the villain? Are we allowed to talk about
Vaseline? Oh, I read. So there's a new villain in town. Some boys just decided to go to his villain era, and it's like 80s. And so word got around. My sister was working in Eurospar, and then she got word from her manager's been like, by the way, there's a wee boy in a wheelchair going around Crawford's trying to steal stuff, and he might be making his way here. And they were like, right, so they're watching out for him. And then like a video went around town of like him just driving down the middle of the main road causing like a pile of traffic jams. He was just like going down in the wheelchair. Like,
I cannot wait till I
hear that age.
Truly don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I think through doing stand-up you lose a bit of the giving a fuckness.
Yeah, 100%.
But maybe you'll hit it quicker. Maybe at about 50 I'll just be absolutely ruthless.
Yeah, you're just not like I kind of respected him for it. I was like, that's cool. Like,
it's a bit like a time someone jumped off the bridge in the motorway to kill themselves,
mm-hmm.
and caused terrible traffic on an already busy road. But
just
I was
being
like,
a nuisance.
I was like, that's the way to go.
Yeah,
it's like if I'm going, I'm gonna fuck up everybody.
It's gonna be spectacular. Yeah, yeah.
Just hit a fucking hit a glider and just fucking block up the whole road. Fuck you. Imagine you lived, the stick you'd be getting.
Oh, mate, I know.
You land there with the bones coming out of your shins. Like that was going, you fucking selfish bastard.
That there guy trying to cross the road and he gets hit by the bus and they're like, fuck sake, Gary.
Fuck sake. Scottish with it, probably.
Probably, who knows.
That's as good as remember the guy, he's blocked and he's about 80 and his mate's trying to carry him and he's like, he's got a walking stick and he's basically floating because they're carrying him. And he's like, your stick's not even a fucking ground, man.
That's right, he's still going. Like,
that's what you want. You want to be like 80 and still, you know, like, I'm going to have to get hammered.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. There's like, Maharaj's got a lot of that. So I worked at a wee pub and there was just a lot of guys who just did the pub circuit and they were like in their 80s, dude. And they, like, there was one guy called Willie and he just went from pub to pub to pub every day, and all he had was a tomato and a fucking packet of ham. He just would eat that throughout the day, just getting smashed. He just did that every day.
I wonder, is that an old alky thing? Because I remember going to my granny's house, didn't see him a lot. You know, he got remarried, and you know, we see him like once a fucking every 2 years.
Yeah.
And he would drink from the daylight.
I don't even know how you do it. Like,
the guy would have snacks, you know, like really healthy snacks. You know, he'd be like, oh, I'm just having a cup of peas with a bit of salt in it. Oh my God, I thought it was your toothers. I forgot you.
My tooth just fell out.
That's like Eric Andre show. But yeah, this motherfucker would just be having like a cup of peas.
Oh my God, lad. Just anything. They're like, I can get that.
I want to get that age of an alky where, you know, people will be like, are you drinking already? And you'd be like, it's only beer. You know, like, whatever. It's only beer, man.
It's fucking Monday. Why not? Guy, honestly.
Like, we called around in the morning. The guy had about fucking 15 Super Bock in him. He's like, sure, sir, when it starts to get dark, I'll move on to the real drink.
If you want to see like the amount of alcoholics in your town working an off license for like just a week, and I'll be the same people in every day, just like, I'm just treating myself today. It's like three bottles of white lightning. Like, they'll do it every day.
I know. That like three bottles of wine for a tenner offer that was going around, that was a classic in my family.
Really?
The way people would pop into the shop for milk and bread.
Three bottles of wine for a tenner.
Get six bottles for 20 quid. And fucking, what fags do my mice to smoke? Lambert Butler Gold.
Oh my God.
It'd be like smoking a tea bag. I did steal them, you know, I couldn't complain.
I used to smoke, like, they might have been those. It was like real old man cigarettes. And I used to just smoke in my room, like when I was like 16, and just smoke out the window and watch South Park. And I thought it was the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, man.
it was none.
Me and Warren discussed that one time. Like, if when we both used to smoke actual cigarettes and, you know, back in the early days, you'd be in some shithole house in Belfast and you're smoking in bed and you're smoking in bed. Like, you're going, I'm either absolutely kinging it.
Yeah.
Or
smoking in bed.
I'm an absolute low life scum.
Dude, I used to have a toaster plugged in beside my bed. Really. not to make toast, to light cigarettes. Like, cause I didn't have a lighter. It's like, I'll use our communal toaster to light cigarettes.
Fucking
grim, lad. Oh my God, it was brutal.
Someone fucking eat a bit of toast the next day. Marmalades. So you used to just fucking sit there.
I used to wake up, make a roll and just light it on the toaster and then just chill in bed and that was it.
That is in your family home?
No, in my uni house.
In your uni house?
Yeah,
so
I'd be killed. My mom, I used to just stuff, like, open the window and the wee inlay of the window, I used to leave all the cigarettes there and there was about 1,000 of them one day and my mom just opened the window and was like, what the fuck? Like,
I remember in the early days of smoking, thinking that I could go for a shower and open the window and sneak the window and obviously it stank.
Oh yeah.
You come in and be like, it smells like Lynx Africa and fags.
Like, Lynx Africa never works. It's like, it just smells like that plus whatever else you're doing.
Also, Africa's big. What do we smell like? You know what I mean? It smells like Cape Town or the Sudan. What do we smell like?
Such starvation.
Too high. Such starvation or fucking white privilege. What are we talking about?
Starvation by fucking Coco Chanel.
Coco. Yeah, I'd buy that. I forgot to do this. This is now that you've got two working feet. I got you again.
No, you fucking didn't.
I fucking did, you bastard.
Fuck up.
I can't grab it. Are you in the Skechers medically?
From a financial standpoint, it's a necessity. Fuck off. You got me a pair of Vans, lad.
This is to celebrate your new working feet, bit of ankle support, lad.
It's no fucking ways. Oh, with
you got flames on them, bro.
Niall, you seeing this?
Is he seeing it?
Are we allowed to talk tonight?
Yeah.
No. What?
Quit touching yourself over there, fuck's sake. I'm talking to you.
Is it bad luck to put shoes on the table?
Is it?
Don't put them both on at the same time. Jesus Christ, we'll burn down. There we are.
Where's the camera?
Where's the camera? Everywhere.
That is fucking
We've got
unreal,
full coverage.
Man.
There you go. Bit of angle support. My ma, fucks him on the ground.
My ma will fucking love you. She's been trying to get me to buy a new pair of shoes for ages.
She'll be setting her own feet with hammers. He's dishing out snakes, is he?
That's I call
that fits in with the look. I thought that was good.
I love that because I have a pair of kind of shoes with flames on
them. The Guy Fieri,
the proper
flame grilled ones.
I showed them to Shane one time and he just looked at me like with such disgust. He was like, the fuck, he would never wear that. But
of
I like
of course, he never mind him. He dressed like a fucking geography teacher. Didn't they? I said it.
I genuinely love that. Thank you very much.
No worries, they're class. I like them too. I was going to buy the low ones. There's a low pair and they're white with a green flame, but I don't know if that would fit the aesthetic. It's more of a McCann shoe.
The aesthetic, yeah.
Speaking of aesthetics, it was a big deal when you were gay then.
Huh?
Do you remember? Just all of a sudden.
I don't know.
Is that all?
Was that a big deal with you?
No.
Was it shocking?
Well, this is how it should be. No one really thinks about anyone's sexuality.
Yeah. You know? That's the way I kind of wanted it. I was like, this is just going to be a very smooth launch. Do you know what I mean?
It was, you know, the way McCartney would break news to you. Like, Jimmy McCartney's gay. And I went, is he? I didn't know that. And he goes, well, his boyfriend.
That would do it. My first girlfriend had a cock. That was the first sign, lad.
Oh, fuck. And how many comedians are like, so what sort of fella are you into? Hoping you'll be like, well, you.
Yeah. No, dude, I remember I was actually, when I was I told a few ones, it just came up in conversation. And it was Jordy and William. I think William was sitting there. Maybe he wasn't. But anyway, it was Jordan and Heather. And she was like, oh, I'm bi. And Jordy was like, I'm bi too. And I was like, oh, fuck, this isn't big news then. She's like, did I just out everybody on air?
No, everyone's bi.
Everybody's fucking bi.
But it's a wee bit like, it's when you see the wee subcultures of people, you know, like I was saying this before, we drove past QCon or whatever was happening at Queens, you know, where they're all dressed as Zelda and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I bet you they, and these are all fucking weirdo, smelly bastards. And I was like, I bet you they're doing more fucking than anybody.
Oh, 100%.
And
yeah,
it's the same as the bi fucking, you know, mess up. They're just like, hey guys, can we all just agree here? No one's really shagging us for real. But in amongst this?
Yeah.
What did Dave Chappelle say? Borrow a bit of friction from a friend?
Yeah, dude, that's legit. The gays are like, they are, what's the word? I can't think of words. They're unruly. There's like, it's just severe bucking.
Yeah.
24/7. Because it's like.
Gay dudes, like.
Yeah. The way I see it, it's like, because like a guy and a girl have like kind of different kind of approaches to sex. And like. A guy would be like, oh, I want to buck all the time. And a girl would be like, maybe not so much.
Yeah.
But then when you get two guys, they're just always up for bucking. It's just insane. Like,
just half they got South Park fucking your man.
Ectoplasm.
Covered in spunk.
Yeah. It's literally fucking nuts. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
you got to watch yourself.
I don't know. Girls can turn that thing off, you know, where they're like, I'm not feeling it. You're annoying me.
Yeah.
I can mentally shut my body down.
Yeah.
And be like, I don't need. Whereas the fella is keep getting that biological fucking
urge to, you know, reproduce.
The tank is filling.
Yeah.
By the second. So even if a fella, you know, there's a couple and they're in a ride with each other.
The guy's still
going like, well, you're going to need the bus soon, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I know you can't hold this against me for fucking the rest of the week.
Yeah, that's always the way. You always go for the ride and then after you're like, fuck, that was pointless. And then 2 days later, you're like, let's buck again.
2 days?
So this nicotine is fucking me up.
The guy's truth serum. The guy's fucking.
Oh, what have I just said, lad?
Whoa.
Where am I, lad?
What are these gay pouches?
You fucking drugged me with a gay pouch. I've been bamboozled again.
Also, there's two types of fellas walk around like lumberjacks or, you know, sort of American truckers.
Oh, man.
And they're either like, you know, ultra butch, you know, fucking, or you're gay. And it both makes sense.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The lumberjack / trucker aesthetic is rampant amongst, like, a certain subsect of gays. They'll base their entire life around that aesthetic, like, red and black checkers and fucking
red wing boots and all.
Yeah, wooden shit, big beard, a hat.
Guy's never chopped a log in his life.
Literally. I don't know what it is, but it
works. Chopped a few logs with his ass.
Chopping logs?
Chopping logs. Did you ever see that guy? He was always on TikTok and he's this kind of like hot dude. And he was just chopping giant logs. And oh. Girls would do all these stitches with a video, you know, being yeah, like, oh my God. Because he fucking slaps it down. He's like, come on, girl.
Fucking shirtless.
Like, yeah, but he's being all.
Was he like sexualizing the log?
Yeah, but
like, he's chopping you in half.
But he'll just, he'll just say wee things. Like, he'd be like, oh, she's a big girl. Or something. You know what I mean? Like, oh, let's see if I can split this big one in half.
What the fuck, man?
This one's gonna need a bit of extra fucking, bit of extra effort. And he's like, son of a bitch. And then he's all out of breath when he's done. He's like, yeah, take that, you son of a bitch. And these girls are on the other side of the screen just being like, oh my God.
Do you know what? Like, it's so weird because, like, that is totally acceptable to make that kind of video because that'll blow the fuck up out of your channel, like, to a certain group of people.
They
just start selling shit.
I'm seeing a lot of, you know, like, thirst trappy dudes now.
Oh, yeah.
When it used to just be all girls jiggling their tits, but now it's like fucking, there's that dude who's like, but the guy will fucking, you know, be in a rooftop restaurant in Dubai and someone will hand him like a burger and he'll be like, bites it like this. And you're like, man, that's so unnecessary. That's when past sexy to just like, the fuck are you doing?
What is that like? But it seems to work for some people.
It does. You know, you got a six pack and you want to eat a burger.
Eat a fucking burger on a roof.
Eating someone's ass out. I've seen a lot of, I'm watching mainly gay stuff as well. It's just a lot of dudes being sexy.
The whole fucking like gay Instagram is just...
Is that a separate app?
It's like once you're introduced to it, it just becomes like
GIG.
It just overtakes or Instagram, dude. And it's just that. It's just no matter what they're doing, they'll also like every third post just have like a shirtless fucking post, but it blows their page up. Like,
there's so many wee hacks. Like, the internet's a mess at the minute. I've seen, you know, you see a girl who, and I've seen the girl version of it first, where she's all she does is put on her outfit for that day and show it off. But it always starts with her like holding a top and she's wearing like a bra and a thong, but there's a mirror behind her so you can see the cheeks. And then she puts clothes on and she's like, this is from ASOS and this is from fucking Zara, whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's like a dude version of that where he's wearing those like unnecessary fucking like Calvins where you can see the helmet coming through the thing. And he's like, he's got these jeans and you're just like, bro, no one gives a fuck about the jeans. Get the cock clean out there.
Oh, lad, I can never be a Calvin Klein model. Like,
no
underwear model. Like, for sure. Like, my flaccid is just it doesn't bode well in underwear. Like,
my flaccid.
I would have to get like 3/4 of a chub on to be like, no, this is totally it all the time.
But I think
most people do that. Surely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
100%. Like, there's a famous porn star guy, black dude, absolute pipe on him. But he's one of the, like, see with podcasts like what do you call that other one? Plug Talk and all these, like, the main guests are like porn stars.
Yeah,
they've nearly broken through. And
I've seen that. Yeah, like, so porn stars will be just, that's so normal now. They'll be a guest in the podcast, and people are like, that's fucking awesome.
But this dude also on TikTok has about 3 million followers.
Really?
But you know what I mean? It's like, he's like, what's up, guys? Today we're making pancakes. And you're like, you have a fully erect penis.
Do you
know what I mean? It's like fucking, and he's wearing like a pair of running shorts, like Nike or something. Lad. And it's just like hog out there. And you're like, bro.
Gay guys will put like so many posts like that. They'll be like, I just made this, what you think, or whatever. Whatever, like, their hobby is, but the picture is them holding it with like a clear what looks like an erect penis in their jeans.
Yeah,
like as if that's not the point of the post.
Oh man, I wish I could do any some sort of that.
That is a wee hack. Like,
that's it. We'll get on the roids and start doing setups on the roof. Get those fucking deck V's.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then just be like, guys, playing the telegraph bill.
You ever do roids?
I used to not really, used to be sort of indifferent about it. Now I'm like, why?
I think when I'm in like my mid-30s, I'm definitely going to do like TRT or something.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I would definitely do like testosterone.
Yeah, 100%. Like, why not? You look fucking, you look jacked, you'll feel class.
You do have to do the work on it too, but I think what it gives you is the energy.
Gives you the energy, yeah.
But I think I would be just, I'd be having wet dreams while I was awake.
Yeah, just fucking, dude, you would be huge, like. You would be fucking massive.
I think if I...
Physically, not your cock. Like.
Yeah, the cock's gone. The cock's gone. Big, heavy testosterone bag, but absolutely. Well, it's not being on the test. It's coming off it.
That's so, like, it's like you're going to have to stay on this your whole life, or you're gonna, if you come off it, you're gonna have to do a whole host of other shit to get your body producing test again.
I don't know if I need steroids. I think I just, if I lost about 3 stone, I'd be good.
You think that would, that'd be sweet?
Like, I have a lot of wiggle room.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm not the fattest cunt of all time.
Yeah.
There's excess fat.
Yeah.
But then I am, like, so heavy.
Right, okay.
So it's gotta be something.
You've gotta be lifting shocking weight, surely.
I can.
You can, yeah.
And I don't even lift that regularly, but like, you know, I'll do, like, people will be in the gym and be like, oh man, I finally benched 100K.
And you're like,
I could do 100K when I was about 13. Yeah, and I'm not joking. Yeah. You know, like,
no, I believe it.
Just things like that, but I don't work out right. I should.
Yeah.
And I should drop about 3 stone and I'd look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Literally.
But I won't.
Legit. I just made up a word.
We're in the, you see, this is the problem. You're a comedian. Like, I was trying to talk about this with Aaron yesterday. The disrespect comedians have
for
showbiz.
Yeah, right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you couldn't be anything else and just turn up in your sweatpants drunk and be like, this is a story about my dick.
People almost like
it's
that.
It's so disrespectful.
I feel like if you showed up completely jacked to a comedy show with, like, a really tight tee, you're going to get judged a bit on stage. Like, you better be funny quick.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I think the lines are blurring nowadays, but it used to be like,
do you know who that guy Matt Rife is?
Oh, hi.
Did you ever see him? Rive? He's fucking gorgeous, man.
Right, okay.
I'll show you, he's fucking, like, even I look at him and I'm like, bro, if his hair was a bit longer, he'd be getting fucking piped. Is that his name? Matt Rife.
You all know this guy. Is he the comedian, yeah.
Aye.
He's embraced it so hard. He's like, I'm good looking.
He's beyond chiseled. He's like,
yeah, it's like,
you look kind of weird now.
That's kind of scary. Like, he'd be a good joker. He's got, like, intense jawbones.
Almost like that guy's AI.
Yeah, that's fucked. He was created in a gay laboratory, like, for sure. Like,
you know what I mean? Monsters twink.
Oh, that 100%. Like, but he's embraced it, and that's why it works. He's like, I'm fucking far better looking than y'all.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I'm
embrace it.
Painfully sexy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a thin line between, you're on the borderline of starting to look weird.
Yeah, you start look like, see that? It's almost like you start looking like fucking porcelain or some shit.
Yeah, like, the guy looks like he's never shaved. I mean, he's bodied up too, man. Look at that. He's fucking bodied up as well. Who's he with there? Like, no matter, who's that?
I can't even, is there someone in that picture with him? I just see a hand.
Kate Beckinsale.
Fucking hell.
You're like, fuck off, you. I'll bet you're batting well above your average there. You need to fucking, you're more of a Pete Davidson fucking.
Man, he's like clearing the fuck, he's redding up, isn't he, Pete Davidson?
Oh, he's the new fashion accessory.
I think that's what it is. Like, they just want to be like, you're like my handbag type of thing.
I genuinely think, you know, they go into meetings with agents and they're just like,
start
ringing people up. Like, can we book such and such in to fuck Pete Davidson this week? And they're like, yeah, what, 3 o'clock on a Tuesday? No worries, we'll send him in. And he just sits there fucking smoking joints.
Yeah, yeah. He's like he's Hollywood's fucking, they'll just like trail him in. And he's like, I can't fuck anymore. Please stop. Like, no, Pete. That's why he looks so gaunt.
Yeah, he's fucking jizzed out.
Drained, lad.
He needs a fucking, what do you call it? Fucking vitamin drips.
Just keep between him alive. Fucks, like,
just betwixt fuckings.
Betwixt fuckings.
His special's called OnlyFans.
Oh, nice.
Man, he's too sexy. Who's the hot, I mean, now that you know this guy, who's the hottest comedian?
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
In the world, not just in this room.
In the world, fuck, I really don't. I don't know, like, he's classically hot, like.
Yeah, he's very, yeah.
Like, even if you weren't attracted to him, you could tell he was an attractive person, like, do you know what I mean?
I can tell, sometimes I get annoyed, like, you know, talking to Maureen or any other women, you know.
Talking to women in general.
There's a weird thing when they go like, oh, that guy's so hot. And as a straight guy, you go, shut up. You fucking wouldn't know how. And then some of them, I go, ah, he is hot.
I know, I've thought about that, right? So okay, I can't remember my theory, but, so girls will look, I think girls can see, like, guys and be like, there's, like, they're hot, or I would, I would fuck them. But, like, say a guy, or, like, a guy looking at a gay dude saying who they think is hot, like, they'd be like, I'd fuck that guy. And they'd be like, a straight guy, I'd be like, why the fuck would you fuck that guy? Do you know what I mean? But I can't explain it, man.
Oh, I know what you mean. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Like, there's so many.
There's the difference between, like, I would go out with them, or I would just fuck them. Like, you, like, would you not fuck, like,
everyone?
Everyone, do you know what I mean? But then a gay guy looking at, like, maybe some girls you're fucking, they'll go, why would you? I didn't think you'd be attracted to her, type of thing.
That's what I mean. Like, some, you know, like, someone will go, like, oh my god, like,
it's the worst explanation.
Like, Russell Brand is so hot or something. You go, like, no, shut up.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, I think it's mainly, like, when they're more, like,
You know what it is?
It's when the guy kind of respects the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
someone will be like, oh, I like Tom Hardy's hot. And I go, ah, he is hot because you're fucking
he's good.
He's, you know, does jiu-jitsu. He likes dogs and all. You know, he's a good, guy. And I'm like, fair play. And then they'll be like, oh my God, Harry Styles could just fucking buck my throat. And you're just like, shut up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it looks like a wee boy type thing.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is. But then I think that's annoying. You know, when girls talk about fellas when you're a straight guy, is when it's like a, like a fucking Harry Styles or something.
Right.
And he's walking around like in his man's fucking frock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like,
that does it for them.
Not even like a real guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like borderline. But they love that, like.
Yeah, but a flamboyant fucking.
But the flamboyant does it.
Like Prince probably never had a dry dick his whole career.
Yeah. They're like, I watched Bowie's documentary and there was women literally like fucking foaming at the gash in the audience and him running around like a fucking brown thong.
Bro, I don't even like David Bowie that much.
I don't get, like.
I get it. There's plenty of stuff I
it's
don't.
It's very like kind of theatrical, and you're like, that's cool as fuck.
Yeah, but see, no,
but without it, if he just came and started singing, it wouldn't be like.
When somebody said Harry Styles is like the new David Bowie or something, I nearly kicked the fucking Sony off the wall.
I think he definitely wants to like kind of base his image around that kind of thing. He wants to be like the flamboyant kind of fucking.
Yeah, androgynous. Is that queer baiting? Is that what they call it?
Maybe, I don't
know. What is queer baiting?
Fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like...
Is it like this guy when he's like, you know, is that queer?
He'll play to the gay crowd. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's probably it, yeah.
I play to the gay crowd.
Why the play to whatever crowd fucking is paying your bills?
I remember when there was some sort of thing going on politically in this country. Gay marriage, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And like the fucking...
That is legal here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I mean, you could get like... civil partnership, is that what's called? Civil
partnership.
But then I think they went.
I know so little about everything.
They went.
I swear to God, like, I'm the worst lad.
White belt gay.
Like, I am the worst.
That's the name of the podcast.
White belt gay. I am seriously bad. Like,
but whenever that was on the news or something, I remember Lavery's had the fucking pride flags up, like, before dinner time.
Oh, yeah. They're like,
they had it
fucking
up.
Pride flag
get
up.
That pink pound in here to fuck.
We'll yeah, and that brings in the crowd. They see that and they go, fucking. Gays or something, gentlemen. Like, that's us.
Who else is a hot comedian? I'm trying to think.
Who's your hottest comedian, male/female? In terms of female, I think Annie Letterman's pretty fucking hot.
She is hot.
Yeah.
But this is that fun game again where you go, like, she's hot because she's a bit of a mess and it's kind of sexy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's why she's hot.
Right, okay.
She is pretty. Like, she's very pretty. She's
good delivery on her jokes as well.
She is a good, fine comedian. Yeah. Fine comedian now. I'm trying to think. We were talking about Ali Wong yesterday. She'd probably get...
Oh, yeah. She's that pregnant special, didn't she? Yeah. That's how I know her.
That pregnant woman.
That pregnant. She is just constantly pregnant in my mind.
One of them women that get pregnant. You can't say that anymore. You have to say person gets pregnant.
Uterus-bearing person.
That's the name of the podcast there. All my TikTok is, you know, it's the queer baiting, the girls with big tits doing like pottery or something.
Yeah, yeah, this is fucking...
They're doing anything. The girl's like, my hobby is, you know, I use a Kango hammer on the road. God, just tits flying all over the place.
But that's the fucking thing. You can, like, no matter what the fuck you do now, if you make it into a TikTok page, it could, like, it'll be glad, like, people will love it.
Well,
my TikTok.
Yeah. But I always said hobby, you know, DIY hobby plus big milkers equals
sloppy lot. Purples you're in.
Sloppy purples.
Sloppy purples lot.
Where did you learn that phrase?
I don't even know. My mind.
Back in the pretend to be straight days.
Oh, yeah.
What about them sloppy purples, lad?
Dude, pretend to be straight is the worst, lad. Yeah, no. It's so bad.
Now tell me about it.
Fuck it. Guilty.
Just that. Yeah, it's probably embarrassing just sitting around with a bunch of dudes being like.
Oh, and then you think back to like them talking about women and you're like, fuck yeah, they're so hot, lad. And you're just like, oh my God, that was cringy.
Like fucking 40-year-old. Yeah,
bags of sand. Like, yeah. pissed, like purple, bags of sand.
Big purple bags of sand, lad. Oh,
that's so good. Like, have you ever had sex?
Hot comedians.
Yes.
There's probably a poll. We'll break them down. Oh, yeah, I forgot about fucking Whitney.
Oh, fuck it. Whitney Cummins?
Cummins. She's plastic surgery gone right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, she's hot.
Who's this?
Natasha Leggero.
Oh, fuck, I love her. She's so good, yeah.
She's cute now.
She's funny AF.
Who else is hot?
Squared.
What else? Paul Smith.
Right. Paul Smith.
From Hot Water. Right. Absolute right.
Sorry, James Acon. Didn't mean to laugh so hard there.
Do you know what? The game's over. This guy.
Oh, fuck.
Dan Tiernan.
Tiernan, lad.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, man.
He was at the French.
Yeah, he's killing it right now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's doing well. What's he got? He's got something.
He's gay, lad.
He's got the Burgers or something. What's he got?
Has he? I don't know.
He's got one of them. One of the HDs.
William talking about yesterday, pure like ass burgers.
Ass dash burgers.
It said ass and then paused. And then burgers. Who said that? They were like, that's like, you just add too many, fuck, you're just farting. It sounds like another word for fart.
Yeah. I've got a wild dose of the ass burgers.
The ass burgers. Jesus.
Cameron Esposito? No. Lily Singh?
Yeah. Who's your hottest male comedian? Because there's some clear hot. Do you think? I suppose it's like looking jacked. You can like be funny and be jacked now. So like girl comedians can be like super hot and hilarious. Where it used to be like, if they were too hot.
You said that like they just like legalized it.
It's a new fucking.
After 2020, you can be hot and funny.
That's just it, lads.
Say nothing.
I'm talking shit.
They were talking about that on, I think it was Bert Kreischer talking to Tim Dillon or something.
Right, yeah.
And he said, like, it used to be a bit of a curse for hot girls in comedy.
Yeah.
That they'd get swept up and pushed along their career too far.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're hot. Like.
So they'd be like, you're hot, you get this spot. And then all of a sudden they're like, do you want to do, like, a Netflix special? And they've only got, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, and that's rough. I'd be so afraid. Like, yeah, like.
That's what happened to my career.
Do you think so?
People are just like,
I think you definitely dealt with it well.
You're too attractive. You're getting way more.
You're
than
simply
you,
too hot. Come on.
Probably should.
Can I have another nicotine patch, or was that too many?
Where'd it go?
They collapsed.
Where are they?
Oh, they're there. It's having too many.
No, I think in my career, I think two's not too many. You'll know when it's too many. I think because I had those videos out at the time, I just had to do like 20 minute sets from the word go.
Yeah, that must be terrifying.
I didn't know any different.
Okay.
But my first gig, I looked at my clock and it was like 22 minutes.
Yeah, lad. Sure, lad. Even like when me and McCartney started making videos, and then off the back of the videos, we were getting gigs left, right, and center from the start. That fucking freaked me out. I was like, I don't fucking deserve a fucking gig. Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't deserve a gig.
I've got like two jokes.
Which is a funny mindset to have, because the cunt's running around now just being like, when did I get the headline Lambert's? Yeah, dude, I know. You haven't had an open spot yet?
Oh. Yeah, I couldn't have done that at the start. It freaked me out.
You should be terrified.
Yeah.
You should be scared as fuck. You shouldn't be like, man, bring it on. SSE next September.
Yeah, fucking no way. Like, oh my God. I'm going to go through the wee stingy period of this nicotine patch here.
Oh, it's a stingy. How was Amsterdam?
Amsterdam was fucking good.
Because you were over there making sketches. I did want to insert this part. You've one of the best, maybe the best sketch I've ever seen in my life.
Which one's that?
The brothel one.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a better... Like a, oh my days.
Did you take another one as well?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fucking filling.
I don't think I've seen a more perfect sketch.
Dude, do you know what the weird thing about that was? Like, the video was me getting shot in the face with jizz. That was my wee sister. I was like, can you pretend to shoot me in the face with jizz? She was like, okay.
What's jizz? And you're like, whatever. Just take us mayonnaise.
Oh, she knows what it is. Oh, sorry. That's not a word.
Oh, she knows.
But yeah, I love that fucking sketch, and that was my goal. I was like, I'm going to replicate loads of sketches like that. And then all I could think about was getting shot in the face with jizz every single time. And I was like, I can't.
Nothing funnier. That's your thing.
Maybe I should just do that every single time.
I love a vomit.
Oh yeah, like a...
Do you know, like, I don't think I could make anything without a violent boke in it.
Dude, I remember one of your first videos that I ever seen. Like, it was after Power of the Blender, then I went on a deep dive of your fucking YouTube. One of the videos was you just watching Two Girls, One Cup. Like you and your roommates. And it was just you with a bucket being like, spoken violently the whole way through it. And I thought that was great. I actually fucking worked with one of your roommates. Do you know, wee tiny boy?
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going through it right now with this nicotine.
Yeah, dude, me
draw
too.
One now.
Get it in you, son.
Get it up,
yeah. Yeah, so I ended up working with Chris. Nice. He's like, I'm Colin's roommate. And I was like, fucking what?
Yeah, I live with it. Just a real strange bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
And you know, like, there was me, Chris, that guy, another guy, Dave, who had the guitar pedal we were talking about a minute ago.
Yeah.
One guy who very dramatically came out to everybody, and it was in the middle.
Fucking gay.
No, it wasn't even that. It was like, they were like, do you want to, this is in the middle of like coursework. You know when you're like, submit coursework in the first thing in the morning?
It's like bothering you. It's like, can you tell me this and they're fucking like, later? Like,
no, they were like, I'll not say his name. James, right? They're like, James would like to speak with everybody.
Oh, dude, I try to avoid that so hard.
And I go in, and they're like, it's like, the thing is, this guy should know that I'm actually gay. And I literally was just like,
like, bro, I'm trying to do fucking,
I just went straight back to the thing. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't, like, no one talks to you anyway.
You're just going to make me like you, lad. Fuck you, lad.
I still hate you. No, it wasn't even that. It was just like, fantastic.
Dude, I avoided that hard. I was like, oh, she probably tell that person, just texted them. And then that was it. I just texted everybody. Like, anybody I needed to tell, I was like, I want to get this out of the way, just texted, by the way. And that was it. I could not do the confrontation, sit down, cry, fucking. And everyone thinks you want that as well.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we'll have a chat. And you're like, no, it's not. Like, your parents are like, should we talk? You're like, what do you want me to say? Like, do you want me to go into detail about what the fuck? Like, this is, you don't want to have this conversation. Like,
do you remember Shirley at the time? Yeah. Brian. Yeah. No, it's just a bit of excitement in an RV comedy world.
It is, yeah, I can imagine it. It's a bit of a story, like it's a fucking thing that happened. You're like, ooh, well, yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I expected that too. It was like, it's going to be a bit of a chat point.
But then it's, you know, it's just like any other thing.
And then when it blows over, I'm like, guys, I'm still gay. They're like, whatever. And I'm like, fuck, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't have an effect.
Come back to me when you're non-binary. No one gives a shit anymore.
No, it's coming.
What are your thoughts on the mad gender things going around at the moment?
Fuck, man. I'm just like, fucking do whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? I think you just do whatever. But if you're getting like really mad at people, it's like, just chill out. Like,
I feel when you get to the activist level of it.
Yeah, if you're like,
it's like you've nothing better to do. Like,
yeah,
your sexuality shouldn't be the forefront of your personality.
Yeah, exactly. I think, like, let's say you happen to be whatever, and like, say you're a comedian, just going to be funny as fuck, and that'll speak for that fucking cause itself. Mm-hmm. Instead of making the whole point of everything you do.
I love whenever, I think we talked about it on something else there, but that fucking famous like makeup trans girl who was like, there's no such thing as non-binary. They're like, people were bored during fucking lockdown and they were like just making shit up. And then this is like he's once again mixing up the genders. It's like, she was even going like, no, I'm a fucking dude dressed as a girl. Let's not fuck about here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
this non-binary thing's bullshit. You know, I like dressed like a girl.
It's such a fucking hot button topic at the minute that, like, I don't know, yeah. Like, you just have to be so careful the way you approach it. Like, no, like,
not in this podcast.
We're going in.
You know, if anyone's riding, fair play to you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm just like, get freaky, get weird. Like,
you know, there's no point in some fucking straight dude being like, hey, these ones are out here fucking pegging each other to death. Like, and then go back and your wife hates you.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Well, who are you fucking, lad?
Who are you fucking, lad?
What's your numbers, lad?
What's your body count, mate? Steven.
Fucking Steve. That's a whole fucking thing in TikTok now. It's like, what's your body count? Just asking people on the street, isn't it? Did you ever see them? But
I hate those fucking.
I know things. It's like,
and I've seen.
It's so awkward. Like,
do you know what the saddest one is? I've seen. Now I have thought about doing this as a sketch, as a full piss take. But I've seen people fake it because I watched it and I was like, I know who those people are.
What do you mean?
Like, I seen a girl in America or like in New York, and I was like, I know she's a comedian. And then the three girls that she interviewed, I was like, I know the other one, she's a comedian.
Yeah, they're all part of the squad.
Yeah, like, so they walk up and be like, you know, do you shave your bush? And she's like, oh, fucking once every September or something.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of loaded.
Yeah, because people don't admit that shit. Like, in Amsterdam, we were running around trying to get people to, like, asking them filthy questions. Like, people were like, get the fuck away from me. Like,
yeah, because it's kind of actually seedy. So people are going, they're like, I am actually here.
Yeah, they're
fucking
like, can you
something.
Not put me on camera right now? Nobody knows I'm here.
Did you go to any weird shows over there?
We went to go to the sex show, but it was like 40 quid in, so we didn't. But we just kind of dandered around the red light district, just looking at fucking...
Well, you get what you pay for, you know what I mean? If you were looking for one for like 15 euro,
yeah.
Be sad.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah. No, I was, from everyone I asked, I was like just leaning in all the rooms, being like, just to chat to them. I was like, well, what's the price? She was like, 50 for blowjob and 100 for full
for
price.
For a sub for full job, thing. Bro.
But there's dudes coming in and out there all night. Like.
I feel, literally, I feel like it should be, I feel like getting your dick sucked by a stranger should be more than 50.
Yeah, like that's a fucking, that's a personal.
Yeah.
That's a fucking personal thing.
I'd be like, fuck me in the ass, 50.
fuck me in the ass.
Fuck me in the mouth, £1,500.
Yeah, like I don't know where that dick has been.
By the way, that's not my prices, but if it was.
Just in case you are wondering.
If I'd knock a couple out in an evening, you know, I'd be like, make a load pay.
Oh, there's bound to be some stinky dicks going around Amsterdam. Well, you were talking to me about dicks.
You were talking to me about your stinking dick.
You were like, you wouldn't stop talking about dicks when I came in here. And we almost reached an interesting talking point. Like, you know, when do you think it's going to be like, you can just walk into a doctor and be like, this is the type of dick I want.
No?
Do you think so? Like for like a regular guy, be like, do this to my dick.
Do you remember I used to have material about the trans person transitioning and they...
I want the biggest, blackest cock.
Yeah, the guy had a fucking, you know, like laminated ring binder. He was
That's unfair, yeah, because they can go in and get spectacular cocks and the rest of us are sitting here.
From the word go, they're... Yeah, my joke was like, you need a learner dick.
Yeah,
you need... get like a wee shitty dick for a minute.
Like fucking, what'd you say, like... Mary Berry's finger.
Yeah.
Literally, lad.
That was a banger.
That was good. That stuck on me, lad.
That's a banger. But yeah, probably pretty soon, yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, just walk in and be like, I want fucking Bluetooth in this bitch.
Can I have Alexa in my cock? Alexa.
Alexa, erection, please.
Full mast. But yeah,
and play Jason Derulo.
I think as handy as it would be to just be able to voice command a full log of a cock.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It'd be great to just make it go away for a minute. Do you know what I mean?
Just like bring it up and down.
You go like, no, make it, like you go to a jiu-jitsu class and you're like, Alexa, retract cock, and it just fucking retract bollocks. Retractable bollocks would be the best.
Retractable. Well, I did a ice bath this morning. And I haven't seen my dick and balls since. Like, swear to God. Like, fucking hell. I was like, I'll try an ice box. I woke up this morning so fucking wrecked. I'm at the gym the past few days, and I was like, when you texted me this morning, I was like, fucking, I was like, I'll do it. But I was in no shape to talk at that point, so I just jumped in a freezing bath. It helped.
And
brought me alive.
The bath was in your house?
Yeah, see if you just fill up your bath. Yeah. People, you don't even need ice.
No,
you
cold.
Fill up a cold bath, that's cold as fuck.
I have done that myself.
Yeah.
I would do it sometimes, like, when Eddie was a bit younger, and you would literally be running on fumes. Yeah. You're like, I
just
slept.
Dunk him in the bath. Shut up.
No, not him. I'd be like, I've had 12 minutes sleep in the last 48 hours. And I'd have to go to Lavery's, and I would let you just fill the bath and just get in it.
Really? Yeah, that fucking works. Like, it really
And then
really
he
works.
Came in, like, waddled in, thinking, fuck, that's spicy.
Dude, I know.
And he thought he was helping. He was trying to wash. He's like flicking water on me. And I was like, not my neck. I'm not ready for the neck yet.
Yeah, because like you get in, and once you sit for like 2 minutes, you can't feel anything anyway. It's the initial, like,
yeah.
But then it just goes away. But if you move like a millimeter, it's like, oh, freezing. Yeah. Sound effects sound like a came there.
Oh, damn it. Like if I was getting in the sea, my granny told me this years ago when I went to the sea, she's like, splash the water in the back of your head. To like get it out of the, you know.
Right, okay.
To get that like, so I would just fucking scoop the water up and go, oh, all over my head.
And you felt like that.
Back of my neck, and then I'll be like, oh, and you get that bit out of the way, and then you just get in the sea.
Just glide in, aye.
It's the feet, I can't.
Oh, dude, with a bath, I have to get in with the feet, stand for a minute, get out, so the stinging goes away, and then I can get in. Because my feet sting like fucking cold water.
Yeah, my ankles, it's probably like a sign where you're like.
You've got no circulation or
you got weak ankles or something. But. Yeah, I would get in cold water and just be like, but then you see people go and sea swimming and they got the gloves and the boots and the fucking hat and everything.
Yeah, you're like, that's not the same thing, lad.
Wetsuits are good though. That time you went coasteer and I was like, fuck me, these work.
Yeah, oh fuck yeah, I bought a really good wetsuit and you go in and it just like you can't feel the water, it just feels like
you feel like a slight like coldness around you, but it's not like on your bare skin.
Oh, wetsuits are the shit. Like, do you coasteer?
We went once, didn't we now?
What?
And I don't know whether, like, I jumped in the water once and I nearly knocked myself, like, I floated back to the top and the world was just fucking going like this. And I was like, have I got vertigo? And I didn't know until I just jumped in.
Fuck. Yeah, no, we went to like Pier Dave in Galway one time, and there was like three people in front of us, and then when it got to us, the last person jumped in, and I was like, right, that's it. And then they came out of the water, and their nose was pissing blood because of whatever, like the pressure or whatever.
Oh, no.
And it was the most terrifying thing to see right before you jump in the water, someone coming out screaming, covered in blood, and they're like, right, you're next. And you're like, fuck me.
Yeah.
No. And I was fucking... yeah.
Just get a text.
Dude, I'm so afraid of the ocean, though. It's
so am I,
fucking
but,
so scary.
So am I, but weirdly, when I get near it, like if I was like lying in bed and started thinking about the sea,
yes,
I'd freak out.
I'm the exact same, so I can be in it and it's fine. And then later in bed, I'm like, fuck, could have been a shark.
What's your
Ireland, like,
what's your biggest fear?
Sharks?
Yeah.
Oh, lad, I could, like, see if I go in the shower and close my eyes and think of a shark. I'm scared, like, I get scared.
I've done that a few times, like, in a swimming pool when I was younger, like, on holiday.
You thought
like,
there were sharks in
like
the pool.
Like, you're just gonna dive in, there's gonna be a great white.
Yeah, like, oh, lad. I think we all, like, lived the same lives. That was the exact same as me when I was a kid. I used to be, like, be in the pool, and there was, like, different colored tiles at the bottom. There's a whole red section. And I thought, right, don't go in the red section because there's jellyfish in there. Genuinely afraid of, like, getting stung in the fucking kids' pool in Marfell.
We were in Vietnam,
yeah,
in Hoi An, and our mate Sean was like, I went to this beach last time, we'll go out here. Took us to this beach, and I walked into the sea, and I was like, hey, bro, the water's stingy.
Yeah, this
was like, I just feel little stings all over me, yeah. And I was like, what is this? And he goes, I know, there's probably something floating in the water.
Stinging away at you.
And I was like, it's stingy everywhere,
yeah,
man.
No, I don't like that.
My biggest fear is like getting trapped, you know, like shit people do for fun, where they're like, what is that shit where you go like under caves and shit?
Oh, fuck off of that. Like when they go in wee tiny holes and stuff, like fucking cramming themselves in.
Number one, it ain't happening with me. Like, it's not I can barely get through a doorway.
You get to
you
the
know
entrance,
what I mean?
And like, you need to stop here, lad.
That's what happened. That happened to me in Vietnam. We went to those Coochie tunnels, and they were like,
Coochie tunnels, lad.
There'd been a few Coochie tunnels at that time. Right. But yeah, and they get the polite way to call you fat over there is like, these are built for Westerners.
Okay.
Westerners.
Yeah. Fat cunts.
In brackets, fat Americans. Yeah. There was a sad bit in that vlog that I made where I who are we with? And I said, I think I said to Maureen, like, hold this camera. Because there was a big American guy in front of us, and I was like, you know, there's no fucking way. This guy's massive. Like, he's not getting in the fucking tunnel. And I was like, hold the camera. And I was like, I'm going to walk up beside him, and you can get like a side by side. And I walk up beside him, and I'm like the same size.
You're like,
fuck. But in the video, I was like, it's the size of this cunt. And then sure enough, I came down the wee ladders and just like, put my body as small as I could get it. To, like, and it just... every edge of my body hit the edge of the thing, and I was like, I can't do this.
No, I physically
can't do it.
I would hate that so much.
And then fucking there was one like Australian solo traveler girl who just kind of tagged along with us,
yeah,
and she couldn't look more Irish either. She was like blazing red hair and burnt
freckles all over the show,
burnt stupid. And she's like, yeah, I can't. And then she had this horrific like cough, like a chest infection, it sounded like. So she wouldn't stop coughing, and then Maureen actually went through the tunnel because she did fit, and then she just came out like traumatized, like that girl was just in a tunnel with me coughing everywhere, and she's like, it's pretty tight in there, man. And I was just standing outside. You know, fucking
when you were in Vietnam, did you smoke like fuck?
Oh, actually, I think I'd quit by then. But you could have smoked for like 25p a day.
I have this whole like vision at some point in my life, I just want to live in Vietnam for a month and just drink coffee and smoke cigarettes the whole time.
Yeah, that's kind of nothing really else to do.
Yeah, literally.
Eat noodles and fucking...
noodles.
And smoke. You'd like it?
Mm.
I
think I would love it.
One of my dream scenarios is... And I feel like it'd be rude to do like a GoFundMe, but I'd love to get like... What do you call that? Like a grant or something from something, and just be like, I'm going to take a group of comedians to Vietnam and just do like
sick.
A fucking grand tour type thing.
That'd be
fucking and I'd pay
amazing.
My mate Sean, who lived there, to do what he did for us, which is like 6 weeks traveling in about 2 weeks.
No, fuck yeah.
And just go to all these different places. Cause I would just love to fucking, like, McCann would be hilarious. Mickey would die.
Mickey would die. Like,
do you know what I mean? It'd be funny.
On the plane on the way there. Yeah, but just from alcoholism. Like. Yeah.
Crusted himself to death. Yeah.
You actually reminded me of something that we actually attempted to do, me and my mate, like when we were both like super unemployed and had no money years ago. Nothing's changed for me.
Bro, living that life.
we were like, we need it. Because we went on the GoFundMe page and there's people like getting 20 grand for going on a spiritual journey around the world. People just giving them money. So we set up a GoFundMe page that we were going to... This was a bad idea, but this is probably not ethical. We set up a GoFundMe page saying we were going to go study the red panda in fucking wherever they're from. I can't remember.
The Chinese takeaway in America?
Going to study the fucking the curry, lad. And,
I'm the curry, lad.
I'm the curry boy. I don't know what accent that was. But yeah, so we got no money. We made a whole video as well about how we were going to explore and study the red panda. And I was like, mate, you realize if we go... We have to study the red panda. These people are going to be pissed. Like, he's like, we'll figure it out when we're there.
Just
like,
have one big document. It's like, it's not a panda. Yeah. It's like a wee cat.
Yeah. You can get them in Belfast, you know. So.
What about the Dalai Lama just tonguing that wee boy?
Dude, what was that about? That's that's pedophilia on, like, they're just getting bored with it now.
But I was wondering, is he he's obviously like celibate for life. And I wonder, is he just such a weirdo that he doesn't know what
he doesn't even realize that's
he doesn't
weird.
Know. He's trying to be cute with a kid. He's like, suck my tongue. What?
I feel like that's probably what it was.
I would say so.
Yeah, he's like, he's not like, I'm going to fucking tongue fuck this child for all these people and I don't give a fuck.
The kid's like, fucking getting whiplash going back. Oh, fucking hell. It's so weird. I'd like to think that it's like innocent.
I think it was definitely, like, you wouldn't be that fucking brazen about it.
That's what I'm saying. The real elite pedo rings that operate in the dark.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't get them doing that.
You do it on your own island, is what you do.
For sure, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
for real.
Is Epstein's Island for sale? Did I hear that somewhere?
Fuck yeah, probably.
Let me see.
Imagine, like, was Rogan not talking about setting up a studio in the island, like buying the island and setting up a podcast studio on it, yeah? Him and Shane Gillis and all.
Little St. James. I mean, talk about...
Like, I mean, the name
Talk
itself.
Talk about haunted, bro.
Yeah, oh, fuck, places.
The vibes would be hanging out of it.
The echoes of...
Just...
Do you ever go on, like...
It's like a fake door and all, isn't it?
Do you ever go deep into conspiracy, like, read accounts of what that was like? For people who said that they were, like, trafficked there and shit.
I've watched numerous documentaries with people talking about...
It's fucking mental.
It is funny. Like, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist person, but anything that's as weird as that, I'm into.
I'm into it.
Like, the amount of fucking, like, Jimmy Savile documentaries and podcasts I've listened to, like, I've listened to ones with, like, police whistleblowers who used to work in... I've listened to all that shit.
And then you watch so many and you're like, what the fuck's wrong with me? What am I watching this for?
It's the same reason you can't look away from, like, a car crash. You
yeah,
know
it's,
what I mean?
Just curiosity.
Morbid,
like,
curiosity.
It's just fucked up. You wanna know what's going on. Like,
yeah. I was talking to Gordo, you know, those conspiracy guys?
Yeah.
I was talking to Gordo and I'm doing a couple of episodes with him.
Sick.
And one of them's going to be the Magdalene Laundries. You know, they used to send all the...
Sorry.
Do you ever hear that? Or
no, I haven't heard that, no.
So there was like a load of these like work fucking, what do they call them? Workhouses or something? Where if you had like a baby out of wedlock, they basically were just like, you stinking witch, and they'd take the kid. And you'd go into this place that was essentially a jail.
Yeah.
And just be in there.
Oh, forever.
Forever till they decided they maybe want to let you go. But
Jesus.
But things, I said, I'll do the episode about that because... I'm fascinated by things where I'm like, I cannot fucking believe that was a thing.
Do you?
Into the 90s?
Sir, like, even used to do, like, kind of some level of it in Ireland. Like, my auntie, when she had one of her weans, my granny sent her to a convent for, like, a year just to have the wean. Which is like, she's like, I don't want nobody seeing you have a wean. Or, like, you're pregnant. But then also, like, everyone's going to be like, I haven't seen your daughter in, like, a year. Like, where the fuck she at, man?
Any of those things where, like, the church gets in the way of normal, you know what I mean? Like, normal shit.
Yeah, they've no call to be even involved with.
Like, you take someone's, like, baby off, you might as well kill them. You know what I mean? Like, people will lose their
traumatized
fucking mind. Like,
I know, man.
Brutal shit. But yeah, that's why I'm obsessed with that, because you're just like, I can't. And the other thing blows my mind about that sort of shit is I feel like he was just... like the tip of the iceberg.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Just like a middleman fucking facilitating this and like getting a bit of dirt on like famous people and all. And you're like, who's behind that? Come
for sure. Oh, there's bound to be piles of islands they got. Or like places for sure. Like,
I'm sure. Does it look luscious and beautiful? Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Epstein, is he dead? Probably not.
And you think he's not then?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, it's so suspicious. Like, why is your woman Maxwell in jail and no one really wants to talk about the people?
Yeah, like, she's the first...
Show me the list!
She's the first person to go to jail for trafficking to no one or something like that, because they don't have... She's like, why is she in jail then if there's no client list? Like, who did she traffic to? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I fucking mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Joe Byron. Biden. Brock Jabrin.
Biden was in the country. Did you see much
is
about
he,
that?
Is he still here?
No, he was in a night. Sure, he's away to Limerick listening to fucking Bewitched in the car.
Fuck yeah, that sounds like a pretty chill
cunt doesn't
time.
Know where he is. You know what I mean?
I think he's put him anywhere. To
just fucking
give that man an ice cream.
He thought he was going. Yeah, he thought he was going for an ice cream. And he's been taken on a fight.
He's being trafficked right now.
Yeah, he's being trafficked about the place. Was he not in? They took him to like a fucking, you know, like a Centra deli and
like get a fucking special fucking baguette, cheese, ham, and
the way they
chips.
The way they disrespect cultures at a Centra deli. Yeah. Do you want chicken tikka penne pasta? Just fuck it all together.
Fuck. I like banged on the mic and it scared me. That's how much nicotine I've had.
Do you want a bolognese pie? I just made it there. I don't know what the fuck it is. Do you want a lasagna taco? Just fucking jamming cultures together. For fuck's sake. Anyway, we got some fucking questions we'll work through here. What was the first thought when your ankle snapped, James?
My first thought, was just legitimately, I've fucked it here. Like, that was all that went through my head was I fucked it, crawled to the corner, and just, I don't know, it just went through my head that I was doomed. Bloody it was like, they're done, like.
Thank God you were steamed.
Thank God. I never felt no pain, like, the entire time. Like, even the next day, like, I wasn't even hungover, and I fucking should have been, like...
Did they give you anything in the hospital?
No.
No?
Give me nothing.
You were pished?
Yeah, I was just pished, and, like, it was me and some other woman. She had a broken ankle, and she was sober, and she was like, ah, fuck my ankles. And I was just kind of sitting there, and I'd be like, mine's all right. Like, and they gave her a wreck of morphine, and I was pure jealous, because I got no... She was looking all about how class it was.
Yeah, like...
And they wouldn't give me nothing.
That's like a Brian Regan bit. You just got to be... The loudest in the hospital?
Yeah, for sure. And see in the hospital that time of night, it's a shit show as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
Everybody's just drunk and drugged up and running around the place, and the nurses just fucking chasing them and beating them. And, like, you see why they would.
I bet you could predict the clientele in, like, an A&E.
He literally
I remember, what did I do? Something to myself, anyway. Might have been that broken arm. And it was like a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And it was just all builders with like fingers missing. And, you know, like they went in on a Saturday for a bit of overtime and just like a bit of tile in his head. And like,
like everybody in was so drunk and fucked up that I was like, I'll just try and be as quiet as possible and not a nuisance. So I just sat there. That was my whole
game. I remember having to go to A&E with Maureen one time. And there were so many people, like there was people in that were clearly trying to blag like painkillers.
Right. Oh yeah.
Like
for
they
sure.
Was just going, I'm in so much pain. And then she was suggesting drugs to the doctor.
Yeah.
So she can I get the diet morphine, blah 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 blah. And the guy was like,
the one that came out last year, come on.
He's like, there's fuck all wrong with you. And then there was one dude who looked like, you know, just every Friday he got pished and was in there and he was fucking knew where everything was, you know what I mean? Coughing off, that's my pillow.
Serving people drinks and shit.
He's got his own cup and all in there. And, what are you looking for? Toilets just over there. And then he would just turn around like violently like hack something up into the sink like
sir. Hey, I have the most ridiculous picture of me in the hospital. I don't know, can you get it up if I send it to
you can send it now. Yeah
I need to send you this picture. This was me like fucked. I went in and immediately passed out for like 3 hours with there, let me see, and I look like a
the
corpse.
The state I was in,
that shows how fucked up everyone was. Oh, that I was God. Shattered ankles off to the hospital, and
the worst thing that happens to me is people go, you didn't even seem that bad. And I was like, bro, I was trying to order a fucking Subway on the phone with like one eye open. Like,
that was so true as well, because we were drinking so much that I thought it was like so fucking late. And it was like 8 o'clock in the evening. Let me see.
And Mickey were at the bar ordering shots, and I looked down, it was like 20 to 9 or something. And the two of us just burst out laughing, like, what the fuck?
Oh man, like I know, like what the that was fucking shocking. Like I couldn't do that again. I've got my 30th birthday coming up, and my mom was like, you need a big party. And I'm like, I still can't handle that from the fucking community.
When's your 30th?
31st of August.
Nice. What are you doing?
I don't know. I was thinking of like renting out. I sent you that picture now. I was thinking of like renting out.
Well, show me it. We'll put it in post.
Sorry. Where'd that go? Where do you see this? Like, dude, I was just corpsed out, lad. Someone needs to Photoshop an erection in there for sure.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, it looks like you had a boner, but it was a bit high up.
Yeah. Coming from my chest. I've got issues, lads.
Feet not erect. Does he have any more stories about German nightclub toilets? Or was this a guy getting pissed in his mouth?
Yeah, dude. Would you do it?
Would I piss?
Would you piss? Like, if opportunity arose and somebody was just there, but like, you can piss in my mouth, would you do it for the crack?
I'd be like, listen, bro, I can't guarantee any accuracy.
Yeah, this is going to just always
be. It's going to be down the front of your shirt, on your shoes.
He puts on a bib and all. He's like, don't worry, I'm used to it.
Would it do it? I mean,
I would definitely do it.
If all the lads were there and it was a bit of crack and he was definitely just loving it.
Yeah, like, I think this guy does love it. So he, like, he stays in the Burger King. Apparently, he's like a legendary character. And he's like, it's open 24 hours and he'll just come in and just chill in the toilets for like 8 hours or whatever, just get lads to piss in his mouth.
He needs a TikTok.
Oh, that guy needs it. That would blow the... You need to get that guy in this podcast.
He's doing a wee voiceover. Hey, guys, tonight I'm looking forward to being pissed on many, many times.
As you can see here, I'm wearing my latex suit, so it runs off quite as easy clean.
It is easy clean. I didn't drink much today because I knew I would be taking in a lot of fluids tonight, so I've really only had 2 cups of tea.
Fuck! I keep banging on the mic and scaring myself.
You know, like, if he's working a shift, does he take breaks the way anyone else would take?
He's
like,
clogging off.
I'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm just going outside for a fag. And he's just standing
there. Like, here is my intern.
And he's just soaking with steam coming off him in an alleyway.
He's like, fuck, this working crack's no good, hey. Just pure complaining about his job.
I'm back to back. I'm on the 12 at night and then back in 6 in the morning and fucking racked by.
Oh, lad, I wouldn't be surprised.
No one lets me on the bus on the way home. Fucking disaster. I probably would piss this mate.
100%. You have to, like, it's part of life.
I would do it in a funny way. What's he doing? Is he sitting on a wee stool or something?
Don't know, like, so we didn't make it in because, like, they say the line for it is you'll be in line minimum like 4 hours and then you get to the door and how you get in is the bouncer judging if you're cool enough to get in, basically. If you've, like, I feel like you need to look like that heroin-y, chic, kind of fucking, like you're half dying. They're like, oh, that guy's cool. Let him in. I definitely wouldn't have got in.
What if you're standing in line, like, squeezing your dick, like, hopping foot to foot, just being like, let me in, man.
Please, I'm Boston.
I'm Boston. I've been loading up for this all day. I've been on the green tea and fucking Stella's. About to blast this guy's fucking teeth out. Brutal. That'd be such a letdown, though,
if you couldn't piss.
You got to the door and some guy was just like, not tonight.
I know. I thought you meant like you couldn't like piss in that guy's mouth and he's like pure looking at you disappointed. He's like, lad, that's pathetic.
God's sake, I'm sitting here with my mouth open like a fucking, like a weirdo.
Yeah. You're making it awkward, lad.
I wonder if he got his phone in one of those wee bags that, you know, like a Japanese girl would take in a swimming pool. Yeah. Just fucking Ziploc bag.
Wee sandwich bag.
Kelly's. What's something you did or said as a child that gives you secondhand embarrassment thinking about? Oh, I can tell you exactly what I did.
Go for it. What is it?
I remember being in a very, you know, as imagine the UVF did a chippy.
All right, okay.
I was in one of those with my ma, and I think I'd just learned to read and thought I was like a wee smart guy. I said to my ma, I was like, looking up at the board, and I was like, what's a pasty? And like everyone in the shop was like, it's a pasty, you fucking wee dickhead.
Oh, lad, this was.
And by the way, it is pasty.
It is a pasty, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's if you could read, it's pasty.
I fucking had a similar situation in on the way home from Amsterdam. I was in a line at the airport for a Starbucks and I got right to the front and she gave me my coffee and she goes, okay, enjoy your flight. And I was like, yeah, thanks, you too. And then I was like, I had to let you turn around. My fuck, and the whole line laughed at me. They're all in German, like that German.
Yeah, they're allowed two audible laughs a year.
Oh man, it was so cringy. Like, I was embarrassed.
Back, I used to live with a German guy in uni.
Did you?
No crack.
No. No crack. Yeah, they have a very different level of what they find funny than us.
And I was on a design course, and I thought, oh shit, we got a German guy in doing like graphic design. This guy's gonna be shit hot, and he's terrible.
Oh no.
Bad at him, bro.
Are you still friends with him?
No, I wasn't really friends with him at the time. Not for want to try him. Mm. You know, we were all like, man, we're going out, Sebastian, we're going out in a rip here. And he'd be like, no, I'm not here.
He's like, don't be specific.
I've never seen a guy wear more beige.
Beige, yeah.
Beige head to toe.
Mm. Beige. He was on that Yeezy shit before.
He was.
Before it even got big.
He was on that fucking...
The Ye train.
That skin tone. Crawfords versus Eurospar Mahara. Who wins?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm a Crawfords man, you know.
Oh, good to hear.
Yeah, they've got nice produce, so they make it themselves. They make their own baguettes.
They do not.
They do, surely. Jesus. See, the one downside they have is they used to have Cuisine de France donuts.
Uh-huh.
And they were the tits, like, swear to God. And then they started making their own. And they suck.
Yeah, Cuisine de fucking shit.
Cuisine de fuck off with that. I don't know.
Where's Frails?
Oh, Jesus. Frails? I know that, but I should know.
Is that on a bar up near you somewhere?
I should know that, eh? I think so.
Stopped in there on the way to like Port Rush or something one day, yeah. It was great.
It was a good time.
I ordered Goujons and it was like the most and most amount and biggest goujons I've ever seen.
Yeah, like that's
like they were literally like that's four chicken breasts cut
I love that shit.
And it was like a mountain of fucking chicken. I loved it. Like
that's
like,
I think that's what people up around there appreciate. They don't want like taste. That. They don't want the high class fucking small portion, but it'll blow your mind how good it is. They just want a rack of slop on a plate. Like
the worst thing all they could get was like I wasn't much of a feed now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I'm not fucking sweating. I'm not ready to shit myself here. Like that was not good.
For ordering goujons, give them the heap.
Give them the heap, sir.
That happened to me in Laverick's one night. I ordered food really late, and I think they just went, give them the
was
give
that not the other night? What? Like, you got this huge plate of goujons.
No, that was wee Chris ordering me goujons, and then they were
insane
big
portion of goujons.
I got wings one night. I was like, what time is the kitchen? Because I was starving. I was like, what time is the kitchen shut? And they're like, 10. I went, thank fuck. It's about 9:45. And I was like, you know, on the menu it says, half a kilo of wings. But I think it was the end of the night and the chef was just like, well,
give him the rest.
He might as well take the rest of what we have. And it was like fucking, it was like 3 kilos of wings.
Oh dude, I can't eat before a gig. Like
this was after. Like,
all right, I could not do that. I'm like, do you know what? Everyone's like, let's go get food before. Like, I cannot eat. I just have to sit there and watch everyone else eat.
I don't mind going.
Not like out of nerves or anything. I just feel like if I eat, I'm sleepy. So that'll be on stage, like, pure lethargy.
If I can eat at about, say the gig starts at 8:30.
Yeah,
I can eat at like 6.
Right, okay. You know, no, I literally don't eat all day.
That's mental.
Yeah, no, and then I stuff my face. So it's gonna be bad. Like if I'm gigging like 4 days a week, like it's fucked. It's not good. Like just don't eat.
Just wait till after and fucking undo all the good.
Hit the Mickey D's.
Any more funny filming with William coming up? The Pride ones were brilliant.
Yes, we got our Amsterdam, but he was gonna drop soon. Well, no, it's probably not gonna drop fucking ages because we still have a Belfast segment to film.
Right.
And but we just haven't got around to doing that. I don't know when we will. But it's like we're selling a bottle of Squirt. So it's like a drink we made that we're pretending to be influencers. Remember like Prime got huge there? So we're like, right, we're going to come up with our own fucking brand. And it's going to be like, it didn't work in Belfast. So we took it to like Amsterdam and we got some good shit.
Like a bottle of Squirt?
Would you like a bottle of Squirt? Dude, the fucking, some people in Amsterdam, like the Dutch didn't want anything to do with us at all.
No.
Like, we didn't get one Dutch person interviewed, but we got, like, loads of Americans and Australians and Brazilians, and they were...
There probably is no Dutch people in the fucking red light district.
Yeah, oh, they probably hate it, like, at that point, like...
The rest of the town's gorgeous, you know.
It's fucking nice.
Go up the top of the town, lovely.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's fun to walk around. Like, see if you go around during the day as well, like, instead of going at night. Like, they have, like, different tiers. They must get, like, different shifts. Like, if you're, like, a specific look, they're like, right, you're going on during the day. Like you're not gonna be like you're not prime time.
I tried to do material about it, but it sounded like I was being a bit mean towards you know. So like I was like, I popped out for a coffee in the morning in Amsterdam and I was like, the girls doing the morning shift are not the headliners on
dude,
at night.
I swear to god, they look like WWE wrestlers. Like they would fuck your world up. Like yeah. Maybe some dudes are into that,
but I said like, who's, you know, who's going to the prostitute like 10 them? I was like, you don't want to be banging someone and there's a half-eaten bowl of Weetabix.
You know, they literally just like, yeah. They sit in the windows during the day just texting and chatting each other. Like yeah. They're not attempting to be sexy in any way. Like
I walked past and glanced in and there was a girl like pulling up fishnet stockings.
Yeah.
And she looked like Jordy.
Fuck.
No harm to Jordy.
Was Jordy like?
It was Jordy.
It was probably Jordan.
I love this one.
That's where he be.
That's where he is. Colin, I know you're a man with a passion for fashion. Are there any new brands on the come up? You or James have your eye on that you like, or does Carhartt never fail?
Dude, is this a Carhartt hat? You fucking souped me up like.
Oh yeah,
sweet hat, brand new shoes.
Call the plumber. Too much drip around here. Carhartt's just good for, you know what I mean. You just want to fucking any new up and coming brands, man. I don't know. I
you're talking to Niall.
I actually really like about three things.
Really,
I like New Balance. You know, I like Nike stuff. I like Carhartt.
Yeah,
and that's about it.
I like Vans, checkered shit. I'm like a kid. I just go straight to Amazon and order like 5 fucking t-shirts for a tenner, of just Fruit of the Loom, and that's what I'll wear for like a year, and then I'll do it again at the end of the year.
Respect.
Yeah,
I do. I was saying that there, and I do a lot of like, I'll just sit there and like look at a pair of trainers, and then look at a sweatshirt that I have, and then just be like, orange snapback. You know, just like looking for so specific
shit,
things.
Shit arises, yeah.
What can you do? Black combat trousers.
It's hard being a fucking head of the fashion curve. Like,
it is, man.
It is.
Tip of the spear when it comes to...
I look like I just get out of McGabry on day release with this here fucking thing. I quite like it, though.
It's very rocky.
Is it? You think so?
You know what I mean? So, I like it. Loving all the output, though. Is there a reason why there's no video yet on Spotify? I know Kieran Bartlett has it, so it's not just Rogan. Kieran has the fucking... do you want to go into it? Do you want to really go into it?
I think they do.
You have to host on Anchor to get video on Spotify.
Right.
And it shits, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
The video's not good and it affects the audio.
So you're like, fuck that. Wait, so what are they talking about? You haven't video your podcast?
Yeah, so if you listen...
on Spotify, you have on YouTube and shit, don't you?
Yeah, but you know, if you open like... a Rogan episode on Spotify, it'll have video, but it's not great video, and I think it affects the quality of the audio too. So yeah, I'd rather just have good audio. Like, you know, if you're listening to a podcast on your phone, I doubt very much you're just sitting there like this in the car.
Rarely watch. For podcasts, I just fucking audios. If you have like sexy audio
and good audio, yeah, exactly.
That's all you need,
because you can hear when the ones are shit. Like,
yeah. And it's hard to listen to then.
Oh yeah, and then people do weird shit, like, you know, it's fucking dear, you know. Like burping and vaping down the fucking thing, you know, we're a mess.
That's why I don't vape, because I vaped on a podcast. I was given a vape, and then I just vaped.
You'll be sick, bro.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I've got the burps.
He's got the nicotine fucking...
Yeah, dude. Oh, like, there was a minute in the middle of this podcast, I was literally, like, overdosing on nicotine there. Jesus Christ. Holding it together by a fucking thread.
You do get a bit like, I'm going to be sick here. If you have too many of those fucking
I had
pouches.
To whip out the Lucozade Sport for that. Like, I was about to die.
33% longer. Bet you they regretted doing that ad. They just had the piss taken out of it forever. Take this, your cock, 33% longer. Yeah, never hear of Bono or Geldof these days, do you? State of the place.
What? So that was well known.
You never do hear. I actually seen, Niall, I don't know if you seen the Tiny Desk with Bono, did you?
I did.
Was it good?
And the choir.
He was by far the worst singer in the room.
Oh, yeah.
They had a full choir there.
Do you notice that? Like, some singers, they'll go on that, and it is the backup singers that you're appreciating far more. Like, you're like, without them, this would sound shit. Like,
but I would say that's every recording artist in the world.
Yeah, so I quite like Mac Miller, but. His, like, when you're listening to some of his stuff, it's just like, I'm like, fucking like that there. Yeah. But then there's a full choir behind making it sound epic as shit.
But that's the difference between being a singer and an artist, I think.
Yeah, that's it. You don't even need to sing. You don't even need to be good at singing to make it as a singer.
There's tons of them.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
See, but he's a bad singer, right?
Jack White. You know, none of these guys have good voices. Like,
Yeah. Fucking. That's so true, man. Jack White's fucking sweet guitar riffs save him so much. I met him before, didn't I? At the airport.
Oh yeah, and you asked for...
I asked for a pitch. I was like, that's fucking Jack White. Like, we were being cunts. So I seen him. I seen him in the first airport. I was like, that's Jack White. My mate was like, lad, not everybody in a black t-shirt, black hair is Jack White. And I was like, that's literally him though. And then we got on the plane.
Not everyone playing a fucking Eastwood airline.
I got on the plane.
And head to toe red is Jack White. It looks like Jack White, you know what I mean?
Oh, lad. We got on the plane, and then he got on the plane too. Like, just a regular, wee small flight. So we were just sitting on the plane going, dun, 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 hoping he would hear us, and he didn't. So I was like, thank fuck he didn't. And then we seen him at the airport again. And I was like, I'm going to fucking ask him for a photo. Walked right up to him, was like, yes, Jack White. And he was just like, pure shifty. He was like, because I don't think he wanted to be noticed. I was like, can I have a photo? And he's like, nah, not right now, man. As if I'm going to see him ever again. But he's like, not right now. And I respected it, though.
When's good, Jack? When's good?
I can wait. I'm here all day.
I'll come back in about half an hour, sure. Where are you flying to?
I just shook his hand and left. My mate ruined it, though, because he doesn't like Jack White. And he was standing beside me in, like, the tiniest shorts and, like, a wee backpack on him, just, like, pure. I was like, dude, you're totally cramping my style here. Like,
oh, God.
I would have got a photo if it wasn't for him.
What do you do to Jack White? Like, the, you know, what do you say?
I don't know. I just shook his hand. It was like, I'm a big fan.
I'd probably just be frozen solid.
Yeah, you love Jack White, don't you?
Well, I seen the White Stripes.
Fuck, that'd be good.
In London at the O2 Wireless Festival. And, like, the lineup was quite shite all day, and then it was Queens of Stone Age, White Stripes. So that'd Queens of Stone Age was like, it's fucking lethal.
Yeah.
And then White Stripes, because it was, and then they just were not a thing after that. Like, they kind of broke up. But I remember just being like, this is so my favorite thing that I'm actually kind of paralyzed with.
Yeah, you can't enjoy it.
Yeah, like I was literally just like, this is class, man. And the way, you know, because there's only two people on stage, so they try and like busy the visuals.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had like lights going up at him that made a giant fucking shadow on the backdrop, yeah, which was just one big red square like that. So there's a big fucking shadow flying about in the background.
Sick, man. I would love to see them so much.
I know. That's crazy that I have seen them, because I was just like, a lot of time you're like, a lot of, you know, sometimes you're like, you don't actually ever get to see your favorite band because they're either dead or broke up or something. Like, but I was like, it's fucking wild, man.
Yeah, no, that was like, when I was a kid, I got really into Michael Jackson for like a year. I was like, Michael Jackson's pretty fucking sick. Just dawned on me. And then he fucking died like immediately after I started liking him. I was like, fuck, I killed him. Like, my love for him killed him.
I could have seen him on that tour. Set his hair on fire. No.
I've seen some people. I fucking seen Wim Hof at the airport in Amsterdam as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was he doing? Just blowing up the back of a plane.
he was just standing there waiting for someone. And I just pointed at him. I was like, yes. And he just kind of nodded at me. And I was like, yes. I just laughed at him.
Wim, get us a photo. Not right now. There's our boy.
Is this Jacqueline White? Wait, is that Sam Smith?
Jesus.
Oof. That's a rough look. That is like, he's going for the, he used to be so reserved.
He's really, he's just, he's,
you he's know, like, he's, I'm getting my fucking tits out.
He's living his best life.
He is fucking having a crack. What's up with someone taking selfies behind him? Oh, he's doing the whole, like, I'm a celebrity, this is... He's got pipes, like...
I'm sure he does get pipes. Yeah, I mean... it's whatever. Do whatever you want.
I seen him once. Like,
the songs would be enough for me if I was a fan. Like, if I was a fan, like, I would just be like, just sing a song.
Yeah, and he used to be like, I don't know, he's just taking a new direction.
But it's
a new direction.
But it's just like, you know, if it was anybody else, if it was fucking Charlie XCX, would I have a sideways pocket boner? Yes.
But possibly.
I'd still be like, it's fairly unnecessary. You know what I mean? You're like, come on, dude, you're fucking stickers over your tits and all that. Where does he get the boots, though? That's what I like to know.
They're fucking knee-high looking.
That's what you should have had on before you broke your fucking...
I need some of that shit.
Broke your fucking
scaffold around my legs.
They're fucking Forrest Gumps.
Yeah. I still can't run. No? Like, no, I can't run at all now. Like, my feet just are like this. I think it's actually reinforced my ankles. They're like pure bricks now. Like, they feel solid as fuck.
Just don't move.
But I just can't move.
Oh, fuck. You need out of rehab, don't you? Right, last question. Have you ever wanted to get on Kill Tony podcast?
No.
Nah,
I would never do that.
I think it's humiliating.
Yeah, I would. That's the fear is you're going to go up and everyone's going to shit on you.
And especially.
And it's recorded forever. Like,
how long have you done stand-up?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. That's another thing. Like, everyone's like, this is my fucking 3 years to this day I started. I'm like, I have no way. Like, fucking couple years before the pandemic, 3 years before the pandemic, and then now.
Okay.
So that's about what I've done, I think, yeah. I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you're too far gone now. I think if you were, like, just doing all of anything you could do in your first year of stand-up or something, you'd maybe do it. But see, once you got, like... I went to LA with Aaron and we all signed up and it ruined my night. I was just sitting there going, see if this motherfucker calls my name. And like, just before that, you know what I mean? You're like, I've done fucking tours and big gigs.
Yeah, I don't
you
need know what to mean? Do
I'm
doing
like,
this. Like,
and now I'm shitting myself because I'm trying to think of what fits into a minute.
Yeah, a minute? Like, what the fuck do you even say? McCann had a fucking great line though. I thought his was good. It was like, Irish people have the highest suicide rate, but they're also the happiest nation. Then he goes, do you ever be so happy? You just want to fucking kill yourself. That was fucking great.
You would need to go through like a recorded set and see like what was a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because I would have no idea.
Yeah. And like a lot of mines as well. Like I'll like talk quite a bit before the punchline. So like, I wouldn't even get a fucking joke out. Like, like, oh, that was pathetic.
Do you know that chap Maharaj?
Like fucking just roast the tits off me.
Ah, fuck it.
Tony's mean, lad. He seems like a mean boy.
Oh, he's a wee fucking... Just a wee cat. He's a wee cheeky cat. Because there is something about, you know, we're all comedians and having a laugh, but then it does hit a point where you're like, I'll fucking boot you in that wall.
You're just being mean, bro.
I'll fucking fold you up and just put you,
you
in a bin.
You could kick the shit out of Tony's.
I can kick through Tony Edgecliffe.
Literally.
Like wet tissue. Just
crush his skull like
you just see him like a mouse before it gets hair on it. Like a wee, like a wee pinky. I just boot clean through his butt. Literally. Kill Tony is right. Scraping him off the fucking wall. But anyway, right, well, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to piss myself. Cheers for coming on, James.
No worries.
Godspeed with the new feet and all that there business. Have you anything to promote?
No, I'm just gigs coming up, but I think they're all... Like, I'm doing support for you two nights next week.
So they're sold out anyway.
Fucking sold out.
No buttons.
I was wondering, is that going to be? Do fucking... next week, so I've got two gigs for you next week. I'm supporting William and then supporting Paddy as well.
Fantastic.
So it's fucking all go.
New shoes, new hat, new me. Couple of stickers in your tits.
That's it.
Out of here. That's it. Cheers, guys. Cheers for joining us. And we'll see you on the other side, won't we?